Hello, everyone. My name is Chris Ma, and I am the manager of the Java monitoring team at Red Hat. Back in 2020, if you had come to this Java Dev Room here at FOSDEM, my colleagues talked about a project called Container JFR. And that today is Cryostat, is the direct evolution of that project. Today I want to share with you guys the progress of that, the project. Before I jump into Cryostat, I just wanted to share a screenshot that depicts a demo of a sample pet clinic application that you've probably all seen before. And for the purposes of this demo, that pet clinic application is deployed in the cloud. So here's that pet clinic application. It does everything that you would expect a sample demo pet application to do. Now let's just say as a developer, this application has performance issues, such as having abnormally high resource consumption or abnormally high response latency. What would you do? Now, I kind of spoiled it with my title, with Java Flight Recorder, but JFR is the first thing that pops into my mind. I know my colleague Robert talked a little bit about JFR in his early presentation, but I just, as a quick refresher, for those who don't know what JDK Flight Recorder is, JFR is a profiling and event collection framework for Java. It gathers low-level application behavior, such as garbage collection metrics, memory allocation, and much more. It is built into the JDK, is low overhead, and therefore is suited for production environments. You can also use the low overhead recording infrastructure for your own event types. It pairs well with JDK JMC, which is JDK Mission Control, which is an analysis tool used to visualize JFR recordings in flame graphs, histograms, and many other visualizations. So going back to the pet clinic application, how do I use Java Flight Recorder with this application? Well, you might think, I'll go into my trusty terminal, start J command, but then, oh wait, this pet clinic application is actually deployed in the cloud. And so herein lies a number of problems. I don't necessarily have access to the root terminal. Where and how do I access the JFR outputs files? I don't have any place to store them. What if I have multiple applications that I want to profile with JFR? Using JFR locally, I can only start it on one application at a time. And then lastly, what if my application shuts down unexpectedly? There's no records on spontaneous shutdown, and all of the JFR data would be wiped. So this is where I would introduce Cryostat. And how can Cryostat help? So Cryostat can be added to help manage JFR recordings in the form of a web view. It is designed to work with Kubernetes pods, and it uses Kubernetes persistent volumes to backup recordings. It also has functionality to capture JFR recordings if an application shuts down unexpectedly. Some additional benefits is that we can also define rules to automatically create recordings for matching JVMs, view time series metrics in Grafana dashboards. You can also export the JFR recordings for more detailed analysis in JMC. And then it can be used for applications also developed on frameworks such as Quarkus and Spring Boot, to name a few. So I have a picture here of the web console view when I first start Cryostat. And in this example, as you can see on the left-hand panel, is starting at the topology view. And this topology view gives you a sort of a bird's eye view of all the applications CrowdStat can connect to. Starting from the bottom, you'll see that it is using the Kubernetes API. So this is also, it also works for Podman. So you would see Podman in that configuration. The second My Apps is the namespace that I have defined CrowdStat to be able to connect with applications within that namespace. And then you can see the Spring Pet Cleaning X application there. The reason why in this topology view you see there's two pet clinics nodes is because I've scaled up the number of pet clinic pods. Just to give you a flavor of the ability in scaled deployments that CrowdStat would be able to also access the multiple replicas. In the top view, you'll see there's some filtering. So in a large, maybe large scale deployment, you might want to narrow in on certain applications. These filtering capabilities allow you to specifically hone in on a target application. One thing I would like to note is that you might be wondering how I sort of ended up at this page, and to sort of set up some context as to how I was able to set up CrowdStat to work with these pet clinic applications. I have a couple steps or a couple configuration that needed to happen in the background to get this demo or this setup working. So one of the things that I did was that I installed the CrowdStat operator on Operator Hub. And installing the operator basically is a way of automating the CrowdStat deployment. Another notable sort of configuration responsibility of the operator is that it can help define the namespace boundaries in which CrowdStat can be used. So in my particular example, I configured it in sort of the most basic, simple case, CrowdStat in a single namespace. We do have, CrowdStat does have the capabilities for multi-namespace support. So if you have applications that span across multiple namespaces, CrowdStat can be used in those scenarios as well. And lastly, in order for CrowdStat to sort of communicate with the target applications, there are two methods of connectivity. And the first, methodology is using a remote JMX. This requires setting up various JMX environment variables, also potentially configuring TLS or SSL, and then also exposing a port on the route of the pet clinic service. The other option is the CrowdStat agent. And so this is the recommended approach. This would involve we provide a CrowdStat agent jar that you would build with your container image, and that would allow sort of auto discovery the target applications. So one of the next things that I wanted to show that CrowdStat is capable of is, of course, the sort of bread and butter of CrowdStat, which is starting JFR recordings. And so this is a sort of a simplistic UI of how you would define creating that JFR recording. You set the duration. You can see in the middle there, you can specify a template. And this is synonymous to a JFR configuration file that you would use when using JFR locally. Out of the box, it comes with the standard templates, standard configuration files such as profiling and continuous, but you can also define your own sort of custom JFR configuration files if there are specific events that you want to look for. Lastly, at the bottom, you'll see there's show metadata options, and I haven't actually expanded that a little bit, but there is the ability, we have added the ability to add labels to your recordings, and this just allows users, you know, if you have a lot of recordings, you can sort of annotate or add metadata to these recordings so that you can search for them quicker. Once you create a recording, when the recording is created, you can see that I've created a recording one. It's a put duration for 200 seconds. It's still running. What we've added here is the automated analysis page from JMC. So if you've used JMC before, we basically took sort of the guts of that automated analysis, I guess, library, and we've basically just added it here for simpler access so that you don't have to necessarily switch between JMC and Cryostat. You also see archived recordings in the top, and that's basically if you create an active recording and you want to put it into storage, that gives you that ability to do so. As part of gathering the JFR recordings, we do have some dashboards to have a quick look at some of the data coming out from the JVM. Now, what I would say that is that the data that you're seeing here is from the MBean. These are MBean metrics and not actual data from the JFR recording. And so these can actually be, received in real time or visualized in real time because the JVM is already, we're just basically visualizing this data. I did mention that there are some Grafana dashboards that are also available. And so here's an example of a JFR snapshot with certain metrics. We have some canned templates that on Grafana that you can, when you create a JFR recording, you can open this and you can see data specific to that. Sort of buckets. Similarly, you can a little bit more detailed information about heaps, heap memory, other threads as well are available within the Grafana dashboards. One quick thing I wanted to highlight here is going back to the topology view. As you can see, do bulk actions, meaning if you have multiple, if you select multiple applications, you can start the recordings for multiple pods at the same time, rather than doing them individually. So that kind of simplifies things a little bit. This is a page for automated rules. It follows the same mindset of the bulk actions, but instead you can sort of query the target application that you want to start the recording for. This just allows a little bit more granularity when searching for a target JVM. So to kind of just wrap up, where we're at with Cryostat and what's next. There's a couple things that we want to sort of focus on, and one of them is smart triggers. So smart triggers, to give you some context about that, smart triggers is a way of dynamically starting JFR recordings. And this would be done through the Java agent or the cryostat agent. Right now, we do have a preview feature where you can specify the metric and the metric value on when you want the JFR recording to start, and then using what kind of JFR configuration file. What we would like to do with this feature is ultimately make it more user friendly, so that you don't have to add, arguments to the Java agent to start this. The second thing was cryostat agent auto configuration. We would like to have the operator streamlined in the installation for the installation process with the cryostat agent. So I'd say those are the two main things to look out for. We have some upstream sites. If you want to ask some questions or have any feedback for us, we're always listening. And that concludes my presentation.